Today's session is about giving up to the heart, listening to the heart. This is something that we will discover very soon what it means. Most of us assume that we are listening to the heart, but we aren't actually doing it. We most often decide with the mind but do not listen to the heart. So it's absolutely important for us to listen to the heart. This is necessary because the mind usually gets into a clutter. And when the mind gets into a clutter, then all decisions go bad. We all have seen these things in the placards or in some kind of a card which shows on Instagram or any of the social media, that do not decide when you are angry, when you are sad, or when you are afraid. But the problem is that most of the time when decisions have to be taken, they are taken either when you are angered by something, when you are unhappy about something, or when you are afraid of something. These are the times when usually we land up taking decisions, and most often the decisions are incorrect or they could have been much better. The only time these decisions can be better is when you've taken them in a calm state of mind. And so one has to practice staying calm so that when the storm arrives, the mind is still calm. So this is the practice that we do at Agar Meditation, where every time we practice keeping the mind calm so that when we take decisions, these decisions are some of the most appropriate decisions that we have taken. And the only way that's going to happen is when you practice being in meditation. So listening to the heart is primarily a practice of listening to conscience. So I call it the heart because when you are deciding out of fear or anger or unhappiness, most often you will experience an uncomfortable feeling in your chest or in your abdomen. But when you take a decision which is harmonious, most often you will experience a sense of calm or a sense of peace or joy in your heart and nothing in your abdomen. So we have to practice cultivating this feeling, being familiar with the feeling of a harmonious decision. More often than not, we are familiar with the disharmony that occurs from a decision making. So we know for sure when an incorrect decision has been taken, because we are familiar with the feelings that occur out of fear, sorrow, and anger. But we are not equally familiar with the feelings of love, joy, and peace. So let us today familiarize ourselves with love, joy, and peace. And I ask you to repeat this every day in your life so that you become more and more familiar with love, joy, and peace. People who are honest and truthful, when they take decisions, their decisions come from their principles, the values that they have in their lives. But sometimes they are bogged down by challenges around them where the people surrounding them are not sharing the same values. In such cases, when you are taking a harmonious decision and when you have a practice that you can lean on, nothing outside of you can disturb you. But if you don't have a practice that can hold you in place, that can support your value systems, then when you're surrounded by people who do not share the same values as you do, you will experience a lot of difficulty. You will experience multitudes of uncomfortable emotions, including anger and rage, and you could be judgmental towards others. So the best way to move forward is to actually have a practice that can hold you. And these practices are shared on the on our Agar Healing website, these practices are like maypole meditation or cosmic tree meditation. We also have added some tools to our nadichikitsa.com website, which from where you can download. And these tools are like Bandha Paricheda, Nirmukta Chikitsa, Mahopeksha. We've added all these practices there, which you can download as audio guides so that you can listen to them and you can practice. So now let us start today evening's practice by getting to the root of it, which is balancing yourself, to ground yourselves. And let us do this with the maypole meditation. So if you will, imagine, think, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms, with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any clutter that you may carry in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress that you may carry in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences, negative decisions. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, any tiredness, or even a sense of weakness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this energy. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, or low self-esteem. Continue to breathe in this love, and as you breathe out, let go of all negativity and everything that prevents you from receiving this love. Now, imagine a flower in the center of your chest and observe whether this flower is a bud, whether it has blossomed, or whether it has wilted. Either way, order this flower to come into full bloom. As you breathe in, ask your higher consciousness to send its love through the ribbon. Breathe in to your whole system, whole organism, through this flower. Breathe in from the chest through this flower. Let it fill your entire being. As you breathe out, share this love with all of creation. You can mentally say, as you breathe out, I share this love with all of creation. come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. When we begin with love, the one thing that enhances in you is peace. The one thing that enhances in you is calm. The one thing that does not trigger in you is anger or judgment. To cultivate love in you, you have to connect within and allow the divine to express itself. Once you feel the divine expressing through you, that feeling itself is so immersive that you don't want anything else apart from that. You just want to stay connected with the divine for as long a time as possible. And that must be the ultimate choice that each one should make, instead of getting into anxiety, instead of getting perturbed by family issues or trivial issues. It is important and necessary for you to align with love, because through that is the most clear decision that comes. But we being training ourselves to listen to the mind, always have questions over judgments. We always have questions over decisions. We always doubt. The intellectual mind doubts, whereas the heart believes. The heart will never deceive you. It will always give you the same answer. But the intellect will manipulate. Every other time you want to listen to an answer, there's a manipulation of the mind. The intellect gets manipulated. The mind uses the intellect to manipulate the answers. So it is important for us to tune into the heart. Be childlike. Be simple. And that's what we have to attempt to be. Let us get into the next meditation here in an attempt to experience this childlike innocence that is alive in all of us, which we seldom connect to. Come back to the practice of sitting in the golden circle. Make sure you're sitting straight without a backrest. Remember that you're holding onto the ribbon. Remember the flower in the center of your chest. For a few breaths, ask your higher consciousness to send its love to you. Breathe in through the flower and breathe out, sharing this love with all of creation. Do this a few times so that the flower blossoms once again. And now, let us have an earnest and honest and sincere prayer, but not a serious prayer. The way you would call your child when it was young, the way you would call someone whom you love so dearly, how would you feel when you look at them? Think of the person whom you love the most, not the one whom you're attached to, but the one whom you love the most. When you look at the person in your mind, just think of the smile, think of the eagerness with which you would want to call that person. Just imagine the feelings that you will have in your heart when you think of this person whom you love so dearly. It could be your small child. It could be someone, a sibling. It could be a dear friend. It could be a parent. It could be your grandparent or a grandchild. Whoever this person is, just imagine. I'm just trying to help you familiarize the feelings of eagerness. Now, with the same eagerness, I want you to reach out to God, to the name and form of God that you are worshiping. Look at this God in your mind and ask this God to come to you right now and to fill itself in you. Ask this God to just come to you right now and to fill itself in you. With eagerness, tell this God, I want to experience your love. Make your eagerness stronger. Make your urge to experience God stronger. Ask God to fill itself in you and to help you experience its love. Pray to God, I call you with all my breath. I call you with all my heart. I call you with all my mind. I call you with all my eagerness. Do not expect, but just long for this love. Stay in the stillness. come back to conscious awareness. Move your hands, move your legs, move your head from side to side. Rub your hands to come back to conscious awareness. Rub your arms. Bring yourself back completely to the here and now, and open your eyes when you're ready. Does anyone want to share? Was anyone able to connect to God's love? Okay. You can text if you don't want to talk. Indra Gautam says, such a strong practice, really had to make effort to come out. Good. The importance of this practice is that whenever you have to listen to the heart, you have to come to this eagerness. You have to come to the space of eagerness where you feel love in your heart. And when you listen, when you ask questions with eagerness in your heart to receive answers from the divine, you will get the answers. But you cannot expect answers that you want to hear. You will get answers which are real. You will get answers for real. These are real answers, not answers that you want to hear. That's very important. So when you listen to the mind always will tell you, yeah, it's absolutely right, go for it. But then you will discover all the problems later on. But when you listen to the heart will give you the right suggestions. So it's important for you to fill your heart with love before taking any decisions, because those are the only decisions which will be absolutely right, which will be for you. It is from the divine. It is best to always fill your heart with love. It's such an easy practice when you practice it regularly. But the problem is, we are all in such a hurry that we believe that time will run away and all our schedules will be thrown to air. But reality is, when you fill your heart with God's love, then God takes over your schedules. He makes things smoother for you. And so you must all the more connect to the higher consciousness, connect to the divine, no matter what, no matter where. Always choose to connect to the divine. Do not believe, even for a moment, that you need to take care of your time, you need to take care of the schedules. Even for a moment, don't believe that. But the problem is that we always want to be in a hurry. You know, there are times when we've been in meditation and we didn't want to attend to an appointment, and the divine just took care of it, and the other person said that the traffic is too much and we don't think we can make it in time. And so many times, and we say thank you, just because we honestly felt that we didn't want to participate in the appointment, we just wanted to be in meditation. Umpteen number of times. So it's important for us to always be in this love. Let's get to a... Yes, Sindhuji.
Namaste, sir.
Namaste.
Exactly what happened to me today.
Mm-hmm. Can you...
I was in meditation and I had a class to be attended and couldn't come out in time. And half an hour later, I observed that the instructor herself had messaged that, can we do the class in the evening?
Yes, I can also hear the smile in your face.
Yes.
That's so good. This is what happens when you are, the divine takes over. Give up the control to the divine. Do not even for a moment assume that you need to take care of your schedule. Just sit in meditation and everything will be all right. It doesn't mean that you have to be careless. You have to sit here, you have to take care of your schedules. In fact, when I'm in a traffic signal, I go into meditation and I ask, please have one vehicle honk when the signal turns green. And then I sit in my meditation and then there's a honk, I open my eyes and the signal has just turned green. So it's nice when you get to choose such small windows of opportunities for meditation. So choose places like traffic signals where you have to wait for considerable minutes. Choose places where you have to wait, where you have no other choice. Make these places as opportunities for you to meditate. And when you repeatedly connect to the divine self, to the heart, and to fill yourself with love, fill yourself with blissful, loving, and healing energies, you will see that you will start attracting loving and healing energies all around you. I remember I was in a flight and there was one of my meditation colleagues. She just came into the flight and apparently she got the seat next to mine. And she had returned from a hike. And as I sat in the flight, I just went into meditation. My back was straight. And after a while, when I came out of meditation, she said, your meditation was so strong that all my body ache just vanished. So when you get into that love and the love starts radiating, God chooses you as an instrument to radiate its healing to all the people around it. It's intelligent. It knows where to go. It knows how to do it. You don't have to do anything. So if you practice meditating every day, if you practice connecting to this loving and healing energies every day, then you will see your life will turn blissful. I would want you to do this on a day-on-day basis. I want you to connect to the loving and healing energies all around you. It is necessary. There's still so much of darkness that needs to get wiped out of this planet. There's so much of light that needs to shine. You are the beacon of that light. It's not magically going to appear from somewhere. You are the beacon of that light who has to shine. You are the one who has to connect to that divinity within and ask it to shine. You are the one who has to ask this divinity to bring forth its loving and healing energies and to share this love with all of creation. You are the one who has to do it. There is no other person apart from you who has to do it. This earth needs your energy. It needs you to connect to divinity and to bring forth all that energy which is inside of you. You have no idea how much power is invested in you. You have no idea. You are power-packed light beacon which can bring in so much light into this world. You have no idea about your capability. So please practice every day connecting to divinity. Bring forth the loving and healing energies. The more familiar you are with the practice, the more light that will shine out of you. the more beautiful it's going to be for you and for the rest of the world. Let us do this. This has to come from every single meditation group out there. Everyone has to do it. We are the ones who have to do it. The ones who are sleeping still, we have to wake them up. But ones who have woken up, you have no other choice but to bring forth that light, or else you will someday feel horribly guilty that you had the opportunity, you knew how to do it, but you were just too lazy or too careless. So stop this drama of being lazy or careless, and every day just wake up. If you are not waking up early, just slap yourself and wake up. Go wash, go stand under the shower, lose your sleep, sit in meditation and connect to divinity. Ask it to just come to you. Be eager for it. When it comes to you, you will see how everything will turn in your favor, because God loves you. And you'll do anything for someone who has discovered God's love. So please do this on a day-to-day basis, every single day. No holidays on Saturdays and Sundays. Even if you have to catch your flight at the time you're sitting in meditation, sit in the taxi and start meditating. Sit in that vehicle, whichever vehicle is transporting you to the airport, start meditating in that. Go and meditate in the flight. As you're waiting in queue to board the flight, meditate. If you can't keep your eyes closed, keep your eyes open and keep observing your breath. But keep looking at one object so that your focus remains intact. Do something. Do anything. Do everything to connect to divinity. That's the only way you can possibly ask God to come to you. There is no shortcut. But when you are eager to receive God into your heart, and He is as eager as you, or even more eager than you, to come. But He just needs to know for sure that your eagerness is real, that your eagerness is as deep as the ocean, that your longing is as deep as the ocean. Only then He'll come. He's not going to come to you with just a little bit of eagerness. You have to have all the eagerness that you can ever have. It's just now or never. So, from today, connect with all your eagerness. Ask God to come. Ask Him to come and take His place in your heart. Ask Him to guide you. Ask Him to take over your life. Ask Him just take charge of your life. Give it up to Him. He knows. Are there any questions? So we had homework from last week. And we have homework from this week, connecting to God. Please do your homework properly so that you benefit. We're coming up with more and more practices. We are going to soon have a practice to connect to God through the sun. This is going to be an on-field practice, where we are going to all assemble at a particular time and watch the sunrise. The sunrise is a magical moment. It's a magical moment of connecting with the sun. When you do this for a few days, you start being in love. I have of late been seeing that loneliness has been increasing more and more. And one of the ways of driving out loneliness is to be in love. But the ones who are lonely find it so difficult to be in love and so easy to be lonely. The one practice, there's so many practices, but the one practice which I know for sure will drive away this loneliness is the practice of observing the rising sun. But there's a way to do it. And so we are coming up with a on-field practice. We are going to assemble on the field in some place, and we are going to watch this sunrise happen and allow our hearts to be filled with love and joy and eagerness. So let us all connect. We'll be connecting from different cities. I'll be traveling to different cities to conduct these sessions, because loneliness is such a terrible thing. When it gets to you, you just don't feel like asking for help, but you desperately need help. And so it's important for us to reach out to all those people who are feeling lonely and to give them this practice so that they can take on this practice and be in love, so that they are never lonely again. It's important for us. So those of you who are outside of Bangalore and who want this kind of session, please help us organize it. I'm willing to come to your city or your place to conduct this session. So this is absolutely necessary. There are lots and lots of people who need this practice and to drive out loneliness out of them. We are going to conduct this session in Bangalore, in Hyderabad, and I need help from people in Chennai and other cities like Coimbatore or any other city. I need help to organize so that I can come and conduct this session. With this, I will end the session today, unless you have some questions. Good. So let us connect again next Saturday, again at 5:30. And we have a Marma Chikitsa session happening in Bangalore starting tomorrow. We're going to be working on the legs. It's a fantastic practice that anyone can learn to help people heal. Marma Chikitsa is a practice that can reduce hyperactivity in the body. Hyperactivity can cause multitudes of problems like anxiety, restlessness. It can cause aches and pains, inflammations and rigidity and stiffness in the body. It can make a person lose sleep. But with Marma Chikitsa, which is an Ayurvedic non-oil therapy, which anybody can learn, these symptoms can be reversed quite quickly. Today, these days, children are developing bloated abdomen with a lot of gas. These are symptoms of the city, where kids have stopped playing and are sitting on their couch, but eating more than what they need. They're developing all these symptoms at a very tender age. It's important for us to learn these sessions so that we can help people in need. In fact, we ourselves need people in our office who can do Marma Chikitsa. So we are conducting this session as a part of our trust, Nadi Chikitsa Institute for Ayurvedic Studies. Those of you who are interested to learn, and also those of you who want to organize for your office or for your school or college, whether it's meditation or Marma Chikitsa or whether it's emotional well-being, do let us know. We are really keen to help people. More and more people are getting lonely. More and more people are getting wayward. It's absolutely necessary for us to use this opportunity to help people. We are seeing the problem on the field, and we are not the ones who want to keep quiet. We want to bring that shift so people can embrace the practices. They are not aware that such practices are available. We have to take it to them. So please help us help the other people. If you have an office where you think emotional well-being or happiness or meditations or Marma Chikitsa can help, we are more than happy to come and offer these sessions in your institution. So thank you very much. Think it over. Do let us know where we have the opportunities to help. We're just looking for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for this beautiful session today, for your participation. Let's connect again next Saturday at 5:30. Until then, keep practicing and have a beautiful week ahead.